The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Today, what I'd like to do for my little kind of saying something for instructions for what you might consider as you practice today, is to read from this book of mine called A Monastery Within. As a teenager, she often visited the monastery. She was deeply attracted to the monastic life. The Buddhist path to liberation was what had the most meaning for her. When she became an adult, she planned on joining the monastic order. However, when she turned 21, her older sister and her sister's husband died in an accident, and she became the foster parent for her two young children. In addition, her own parents had become quite old and needed her help. As the only income earner in the family, she had to work long hours every day. She loved to meditate, but with all the work and caregiving she had to do, she had no time for it. Since she was not able to fulfill her aspirations for following the monastic path, she went to the abbess of the monastery and asked how she could follow the path with the life that she had to live. The abbess said that if she couldn't meditate, then the best alternative is to be grateful for everything. So you've come to meditate here today, but that doesn't mean that you're exempt from the benefits of gratitude. I would suggest that this morning, that as you're here, that you make gratitude a theme of consideration. You don't have to be grateful. It's hard sometimes if you think of it as an emotion. But you might consider and think about gratitude as part of the field and things to be grateful for. It's quite a phenomenal thing that we even are here, that we exist. And that we exist with such amazingly complex brains and physiology, and that it works well enough to have gotten here. And just to be able to lift a foot up to step and walk is a phenomenal thing. There are people who can't walk. Be grateful of the ability to walk, to stand, to sit, to see, to even hear the garbage trucks outside, rather than being, oh no, noisy sound. Just be grateful to have that ability. Wow. Be grateful you can complain. It's phenomenal we can do all these things. Grateful that you wake up and you can breathe and, you know, just see anything at all. Seeing is a phenomenal, complex phenomenon. And now that somehow we do it so effortlessly, it's quite amazing. And then we have buildings to walking meditation in or meditate in. We have communities, people come together. Then we have the time to meditate. Boy, I mean, this in the story, she doesn't have any time to meditate. How many people in our society don't have time? Have to work, you know, long hours and caretake. And they would consider what we're doing here today a phenomenal luxury to be able to take a Wednesday morning to go and meditate. So it's a great thing to be grateful. And you might consider, have that kind of run through, and maybe every time your mind wanders off into thought and you get distracted, and you're going to come back to your breath or come back to your steps, maybe take that as an opportunity to consider gratitude. And come back to gratitude before you come back to your breath. And see what happens in the morning of that as a theme for your practice. And I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you.